All right, Trey, first let's talk about your performance. I thought the first two drives, maybe a little bit of a struggle for you in the offense, but what kind of changed after that? Because I thought, you really started to execute the offense really well.
I don't know. I think it was just getting into a little bit of a rhythm. I had a lot of reps with the A group coming out originally in practice, and I got in there a lot more with the B group today. But I mean, I thought they did a phenomenal job adjusting to having a new quarterback with them. And I mean, I think we just took a little bit to get going, and then once we got going, everybody was moving in sync and we were moving together, and I thought the offense was moving the ball pretty well.
You know, we spoke to Shannon Brooks, who, boy, did he have a preseason or what? An excellent preseason. But when your run game is working as well as it is, and we know that you and Taylor Cornelius can move as well, how much does that open up the playbook offensively?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I just got to give a big shout out to him. Like, he's a phenomenal running back. He's doing a fantastic job. And I mean, I'm happy he's on my team, and I'm happy he's right beside me running the ball. And it's definitely making my job a lot easier. Open up lanes in the pass. And even when there's not lanes in the run game, he's still making it happen. So a big shout out to him.
We've kind of decided, Trey, up here that the run game is pretty much locked up for the Hawks this year. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch that we've seen through two games.
Yeah, having those two guys in the backfield is definitely going to be big for us. And teams are going to have to prepare for having two super dominant running backs that can run the ball very hard. So,
tell me about your touchdown dive.
Yeah, it was just kind of instinct. I kind of seen two guys coming on me. Oh, that sounds really bad, but there was two guys going low on me, and I had to jump a little bit and avoid it, and luckily I came down on the ball, not my face, and then I was in the end zone, so it was fantastic.
You had to wait a little bit before the call, though, right?
Yeah, I had to wait a little bit.
They made you nervous a bit, I'm sure. All right, Trey, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.